Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. In fact, Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/podcastfree. All lowercase, shopify.com/podcastfree, shopify.com/podcastfree.
All right, so Kevin, it's been a long time since we've done one of these.
Yeah, we have a big true crime update dropping in your feed if you haven't already seen it on social media.
Prosecutors in Maryland have filed a motion to vacate the conviction of Adnan Syed. They say he should get a new trial. This is huge news. But Kevin, according to an article in The Wall Street Journal, which was the first to break this news, it's actually even bigger news than that, right?
Yeah, and I'll just say that this is sort of hot off the presses, so we are rushing breaking news style. We haven't had a chance yet to read the motion ourselves.
That's right.
So we're just summarizing here. So the top prosecutor in Baltimore, Marilyn Mosby, has filed a motion with the court asking that Adnan Syed's conviction for the 1999 murder of Haman Lee, that they would like that to be vacated. And among the reasons why is that they have been doing an investigation into the soundness of the original conviction for about a year.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the things that they turned up, they are agreeing that there are problems with the cell phone evidence,
yes,
which was heavily used at trial. Also, they say, and this is a two-part thing here, that they have looked at and have seen two alternative suspects,
yes,
that were not properly excluded by investigators back then. And they think that that is significant. Also, they say that this information, they found it in an investigative file and it was not turned over to the defense.
Correct.
I mean, they haven't called it a Brady violation, but this is what we know, that that any exculpatory evidence the defense is entitled to.
Correct. And the details about these two alternative suspects are stunning. The court filing, they're not identifying who they are. Their names are being withheld. However, they're saying that in their reinvestigation, they found a document in the state's trial file. One of the suspects had a motive to kill Haman Lee. They had threatened her, allegedly in the presence of another person. And according to the Wall Street Journal, the suspect said he would, quote, make Ms. Lee disappear. He would kill her, according to the court filing.
There's also another important fact that they came up with that is connected to at least one of these suspects.
A huge important fact.
You'll remember that Haman Lee's car was found behind some apartment buildings, sort of this grassy area,
yes,
kind of a parking lot. They say that one of these suspects has a relative,
mm,
is in that building.
Yes.
So they are not saying that they believe that Adnan Syed is innocent. They're not asking to exonerate him. They are asking to vacate the original conviction, which means they reserve the right to try him again if they feel it's necessary. They also would, you know, reserve the right to not do that.
They also want to let him out. They say that keeping him detained as they continue to investigate the case with everything that they know would be unjust. So they would like to let him out while they are continuing to investigate the case. By the way, one of these suspects apparently attacked a woman that he didn't know while she was in her vehicle without provocation or cause. This was after Mr. Syed's trial. They said that they found this information relevant given the alleged involvement of the possible involvement of one of these suspects. Obviously, there's a theory that Haman Lee was potentially murdered in her car because of the evidence found in her car. This is all really, really stunning. I, as you know, have always believed that Adnan Syed would be found innocent at some point. I never believed that a motion would come from the state, mm-hmm, that would prompt this. And I certainly never believed it would be the state that would put forward the idea there might be alternative suspects. It's really, really shocking turn of events in this case.
Yeah, interesting language, too. This is from the state's filing. It says, there, quote, there is an abundance of issues that gives the state overwhelming cause for concern. Hmm. And then another quote says, for all the reasons set forth, the state no longer has confidence in the integrity of the conviction. So this is not automatic. This is a filing, so a circuit court judge will make the decision on this. If he or she agrees and vacates the conviction, I'm not sure when Adnan would step out of prison. Sometimes that's automatic. I mean, it should be quick because the state is also this. It wasn't the defense that won an argument and the conviction is vacated. And now, like what has happened so many times in this,
it appeals. Yes.
Appeals. This happened so many times in this case where Adnan wins an appeal and then the state appeals that decision.
Right.
And it goes right in this this crazy daisy chain of arguments. So,
as we know, the courts in Maryland, they tend to be more on the state side than the defense's side. We've seen that over and over and over
across
again.
Across country, yeah.
Yeah, so I think this is pretty hopeful. I'm looking on Twitter. Rabia Chaudhry seems pretty excited about it. Colin Miller seems to believe that the Brady violation alone of the failure to disclose this exculpatory evidence to the defense is grounds for a new trial by itself. He tweeted that to me just a couple of minutes ago.
Yep.
So this all seems pretty damn hopeful.
Right, and so now whatever device you're listening to this on, it's time for you to log off and then get to social media, to get to your favorite web browser. This has been in the Wall Street Journal, but soon other outlets will be picking this up to get the latest.
Yep.
Now, unfortunately, we've already recorded next week's podcast, so we will not be going into it in more detail, but we will try to keep you updated on what we're learning. We'll be doing that on social media and spreading what we can.
Yeah, join our Facebook discussion group, a Crime Writers on Facebook discussion group. Just look for us on Facebook, hit join the group. There's a robust discussion happening there. And of course, in a couple weeks, we'll know a lot more and we will be talking about it on the podcast, of course, because we started out talking about Serial. We'll talk about that too. Okay?
All right.
Thanks so much for sticking with us and more to come.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium-iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.